Welcome to Shomar Shova and the Daf Shir sponsor Lui Nishmas. I'm Yaakov Shom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Basra Daf Kuf Chof. The Gemara in Daf tells us that the Isser that we had that a daughter inherits a Nachlo cannot marry into another Shevet because the Nachlo will go over from one Shevet to another. That Isser only applied in the first generation. You learn from the Pasuk Zeh Hadover. And the obvious question is, why only that generation? L'chora, the problem that was that's brought down the Torah, that the Rosh Shevet Menashe had, they said, any daughter inherits her father. If she marries someone from another Shevet, so the Nachlo will go from one Shevet to another. That problem seems to be something that will continue forever. So while in the first generation, is not allowed to marry another Shevet. Now, Rabbi Yochanan Perlo, in his Agoyas and Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rasag, he learns that the Goyinim really learn that always there's a problem to transfer Nachlo from one Shevet to another. But if a daughter in the next generations marries another Shevet, she is allowed to marry another Shevet, but then the Nachlo will not go with her. Although usually the rule is that the daughter who brings the chosim, she goes with her when she gets married. But if she got married to someone from another shevet, so then the nechosim will not go with her. She'll have to give it on to somebody else in the family of her father. So what changed between the first generation and the next generations? First generations, they're not allowed to marry from another shevet. This generation, the following generations, they're allowed to marry, but the nechosim will always stay in the original shevet. Seemingly, what bothered the Goyim is our question. Why should it be also only the first generation? But still, the Goyim is hard to understand. So why the first generation you're not allowed to marry, and the next generation you're allowed to marry? Why that changes? And clearly, the Rishonim and our Sugya don't learn this way. They learn that after the first generation, that's also a Paskan La'alocha, after the first generation, a woman who marries someone from another Shevet, the Nachlo goes from one Shevet to another. So how do we understand this? But the Chora, this goes back to what we spoke about in Daf Kuf Tezvav. Daf Kuf Tezvav regarding Gemir Dloi Kal Yeshivto. We brought the Biskarov that tells us the Bris Shvatim is coming through Eretz Yisrael. Meaning Eretz Yisrael's Chaluko goes together with the Bris Shvatim. And we brought Rav Hutner that says the Bris Shvatim gives Am Yisrael its Nitzchius. Is eternity that comes through the Shvatim. We'll add to this now, that this makes a lot of sense. If the Shvatim give the Nitzchus of Klal Yisrael, so that's why it's connected to Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is a gateway to Olam Haba. The Gemara Pesachim tells us that anybody who lives in Eretz Yisrael sees a Noichel Olam Haba. Similarly, we saw the Gemara in Shkolim in the Yerushalmi that says the same thing in Daf Tes. Eretz Yisrael, it represents Olam Haba. How do we know that Am Yisrael has chelik in Olam Haba? From the pasuk that says Le'olam Yushu Aretz. The pasuk Shah talks about Eretz Yisrael. But Eretz Yisrael, from there you know how do you come to Olam Haba? It comes together. So the Shvatim are the ones, the Bris Shvatim, the special covenant and agreement with the Shvatim, because Am Yisrael, it's kiyum of Nitzchius. And Eretz Yisrael is the place, the gateway of Olam Haba. So that's why they come hand in hand together. So immediately we can answer like this. As we're going to see later in the Gemara, what happened in the first generation, we had a division between Shvatim, between the tribes. The first Chalukah was to divide Eretz Yisrael to 12 pieces. That first Chalukah, that first division between the Shvatim that every Beis Av get, that was when the Shvatim took their chelik in Eretz Yisrael. That first generation, every Shevet is connecting to Eretz Yisrael. And we know, the Vilna Gaon brings it in Sefer Yetzirah, that the full binyan of Klal Yisrael is the 12 Shvatim. The Maharal also mentions that 12 Shvatim represents the 12 corners of every cube, because together they create a full koima of Am Yisrael. So if Am Yisrael wants to have the Sheiches to Olam Haba, and the Bris Shvatim is what brings it, you need the Shvatim to have Shevet to be a specific clear, defined shevet. Every one of the shvatim has his chilek in Eretz Yisrael. So in Mele, we have a little bit of understanding what changed between the first generation and the next generations. The first generation was the generation of Noich Le'aretz, the division to Shvatim. There, it's so important that every Shevet stays intact, that the Shvatim don't shift from one to another. And that's why the Rosh Shevet Menashe come and complain. If it's not Slavchot coming in the first generation, they move to another Shevet, that will influence everything that happens. But next generations, if there's some shifting of the lands, we don't care so much because that's not a chaluka l'shvatim anymore. That's a personal chaluka. And that may be something which we care a little bit less. And only the goyim say, even then I have a problem, but it's not the thing, it's not the same concept of the first generation. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomarshova@gmail.com.